Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
If money is something that affects us all, something that we all have to use at some point in our lives, then why is it that we don't teach it in school? Why do we speak so little of it at church? Like, I know that there are churches that do have financial literacy classes. However, I do feel that for the most part, money is still quite taboo in our African context. And I do feel like money is not something that we discuss pretty often. I mean, especially considering the statistics as to how few people in South Africa actually have savings. Like, it's the reason why our government has instituted this new thing of the two-pot system, so that at the end of the day, we all have savings. And that's the very important thing, right? At the end of the day, the government is trying to create a world where we all have savings. However, I'm starting to learn that common knowledge is not so common. And I've heard this before, and it's become something that a lot of people say, sometimes without even giving it much thought. But it is true. Common knowledge is not so common. You would assume that everybody should know that if you're earning a salary or an allowance, you should have a plan as to how you're going to spend that money, right? You should have an understanding, something written down that says, on a monthly basis, this amount of my money goes here, this amount of my money goes there, this amount of my money goes there. And you revisit that plan at least once a month. Because money is so important, you should treat this as something important as well. So it is quite interesting, to be quite honest. It is very interesting as to why is this something that we don't do as human beings? Why have we not normalized the conversation around finances? And I want you to take a minute just to think about this, right? Think about why is it that we as human beings do not have financial literacy in high school? How can we normalize the conversation around money for young people, and how do we make it so that they're not intimidated by it and that they understand that even though they don't yet pay any serious bills, they still do need to have and be interested in learning about money? Think about this, right? What is it that you would change if you are a person who is a bit older? What is it that you would change in order for you to understand money better when you were younger? Like, in order for you to have improved your financial situation when you were younger? And if you are a younger person, is money something that you think about constantly? Is it something that you think about every now and then, and how to handle it? Now, the one thing I can guarantee you is that every single one of us thinks about money. It doesn't matter who you are, because that is the instrument that we use to acquire things, right? It's the instrument that we use. It's the tool that we use in order to build a house, to buy a car, to get an education. Everybody feels that if they had money, things would be better for them. Their lives would be better. So we do need to talk about how can we create a society that normalizes the idea of money, of just managing money, particularly for young people. So the first thing I want to talk about is the fact that schools often focus on traditional subjects and standardized testing. Real life skills like budgeting, taxes, although we don't need to worry about taxes here in our country as much, but it is something we do need to consider, because understanding how the tax system works influences your financial decisions. Then there's credit. This is the destroyer of households. Credit is the destroyer of households. A lot of people don't understand why credit is something you shouldn't take for granted, right? And then there is investing, or seeing as optional, right? The thing of life orientation. That's what money circulates around. Is it actually? That's a very good question. Should money be part of life orientation? Is it not learning about life just as much as learning how your body develops? I don't know. I don't think so. However, I do think that we should normalize conversations around these things, right? For example, budgeting, tax, credit, and investing, which is a very important one. And the reason that I think investing is important is because it is something that requires a lot of patience. Investing is not something, it requires patience, which is something a lot of young people don't have today, where you put in money today and you wait for 5 to 10 years. And if there's one thing that's working to a young person's advantage, it's time. You have all of it. All of it is in your hands, right? We young people have a lot of time in our hands and we can put money into something and wait, right? And be patient. Another thing that I think conversation that we need to have around the subject is the lack of teacher training around money. Are there enough teachers being trained to actually teach young people about money? I know that you have teachers who study economics, teachers who study business, teachers who study accounting, and who just have financial literacy, right? The problem with money that I find is the fact that many of us only start wanting to understand how money works the older we get. The younger you are, and I don't think it's the young people's fault. I do think the problem is that we don't help young people understand just how important it is for them to understand how money works, the very basics of it, right? The fundamentals of it, especially considering just how important money is. And I hope you understand that I'm not trying to say that we need to center our pop culture or our education around money, but it does need to feature. It does need to be a subject. Because money just has to do with so much. Understanding, we all need to start from a place of understanding how money works within a household. What mom and dad, the stresses that mom and dad have to deal with, right? Like the fact that the car is not free, a ride to the movies is not free, or to the mall has to have petrol. And understanding that the lights cost money. Understanding that, every single thing within the household costs money. The clothes that we wear, they cost money, and then they wear off, and then those clothes need to be replaced with new ones. And understanding that Christmas is not free, understanding that Easter is not free. The clothes that our parents are buying us every Easter, those are not free clothes. The money has to come from somewhere. And I do feel that to some extent, I could be wrong, to some extent, we could be teaching our kids some degree of empathy, because they understand that all of this that I'm being provided for, it needs money. This very house that I'm staying in, it's either a bond or rent, or it's levies and taxes, or it's paying, rates and taxes or levies. All of this costs money. And I think it becomes very important for the whole family not to have an understanding of all of those aspects, but to at the very least understand the concept, the idea that none of what I consume is free. That Netflix has a monthly subscription. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, there is a kid out there who's watching Netflix and they have no idea that someone's paying for it. They cannot conceptualize that. They cannot think about, fathom the fact that this is not free, right? YouTube could be free with ads, but YouTube without ads is not free. Someone has to pay for that, right? And I think it is very, very important to live in a world where young people understand the value of money from a very early age, to understand it at its most basic level. And I understand that we might all disagree as to at what age should a child know this or that. Like, for example, should a child even understand the concept of credit when they're in high school? Should they only understand it when they're in varsity? We may all disagree on that part. But I think we can all come to an understanding and of the importance of a young child not understanding your responsibilities as a parent, not carrying that weight or burden, but understanding the importance of money and that money needs to be managed. Just like how back in the days, kids used to understand that at home we have kettle, right? At home we have crop, we have a harvest. And they understood the basic concepts of, dad needs to look after his kettle. Dad needs to harvest and plant and toil the soil, all of those things. I do believe that money is in the same way, right? We need to have these basic these concepts distilled down to a level that a young person can understand, such as yourself, right? And that young people need to have an interest in understanding how money works. Find people who have it and listen to stories as to how they earned it and where they believe other people made mistakes and what decisions did they make and what decisions, because I feel like in the future that we're moving towards where AI could be taking jobs, it's more important than ever for kids to understand the basics, right? To understand why plumbing is an important skill, why, fixing a computer is going to become more, a physical computer is going to become more important than coding for it. Sending an email, there's so many things that center around the subject and moving towards the future. But I'm going to leave you with this question. Where do you think we should start? If you believe that young people should understand how money works, where do you believe we should start? Should it be in primary? Should it be in preschool? Should it be in high school? Or should it be in varsity?
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone, or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.